This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Join the fun. The chat.
I'm in. Susie, you're in.
I'm in.
Harrigan, you in?
I'm here.
I mean, it's your song. Of course you're in. Let's go. All right. What do you have that is overrated, underrated, or properly rated in the Saints' name in the pig? Properly rated.
Yes.
It's worked great.
It has.
It's been a part.
Now, it's interesting to me that you like that game.
I do.
But you don't like to name the snowplow.
Yeah.
Right? David.
I pick and choose.
Pick and choose.
Yeah, it's complete fraudulence, or perhaps he's just very pro-pork. I don't know.
Pro-pork.
Well, speaking of that, I'll give one of mine right from the get-go. I'll give two of them.
Oh.
I just gave one with I'm pro the Saints on the pig. I'm also pro baking my bacon.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? 350? How long do you put it in for?
You get the parchment paper.
Yeah.
You lay it out. You need the parchment paper.
Okay.
Okay. You got your pan. Mm-hmm. You put it in there at about 400. I'd say you flip about 10 minutes in.
Okay.
Maybe you flip one more time about 5 minutes in. You're set. It's not nearly as messy, and it tastes better.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it, my friend.
I think you should. Dave Harrigan, baking the bacon. Where do you stand?
I tried it once. Back to the stove. And no, it doesn't taste better. If you've got skill with the stove as I do,
significantly
wow.
Better.
No.
Throw
significantly
down.
Significantly better.
Underway.
No. Magic.
I've got talent that apparently you don't have.
Jeez Louise. Put that on your resume for Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I can really whip up some.
One of the five things Dave discovered last week. More talent. More talent than me.
In the kitchen. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right, Susie. What you have?
I've been thinking about it, you know, and honestly, I've only been thinking about it since Dave reminded me an hour ago.
thanks. You know.
I know. Yeah. But then it came to me.
You've been doing this bit for 17 years now.
Yeah.
You think, you know,
then it came
you come
to
in,
me.
You sing, you dance.
And then I got nothing. No, I am wearing a brand new Apple Watch.
Oh.
It's pretty.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Very pretty. And yes. I don't want to say overrated or maybe overrated, but I don't know enough about it. So last night I'm wearing it to bed because I wanted to check my sleep because it'll tell you your sleep,
sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But I also have everything on. So last night I went to a baby shower yesterday and they were sharing how fun it was at 10 o'clock at night. And so it was going bleep, 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 bleep. I had to just stare.
Okay, that will be a part of something in a matter of moments.
And my daughter's like, you know, Ma, you can turn those notifications off. You don't have to have your phone buzzing and bleeping at you. So,
bleep, bleep,
bleep, bleep, bleep. So anyway, but I do kind of like it. It showed, you know, remember I bought it because it's going to make me healthy. Because I watched the commercial during the Super Bowl about the girl who, she's wearing raggedy clothes, and then by the end, she's wearing cool clothes, and she's running 5 miles.
True story.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens.
Was it?
Every day. Every 5 minutes. Once you get to that Apple Watch.
I'm going to start running 5 miles.
New clothes. New fitness. And you're like a marathon runner right away.
You know what? And a texter just wrote in, Kristen Robinson from high school. How's that watch going for you? Working for you? I'm going to have to say, I don't know yet. But that just bleeped on my arm as we're talking.
So, as an individual who often is distracted,
I
think you'll admit that.
I can't.
Are you going to be in the middle of the news? We've got breaking news.
Bleep, bleep.
Hold on. Bleep, bleep. Wow, Josie. God, Josie, leave me alone. Well, by the way, there are 7 dead. Josie, leave me alone.
I know. You know? And it buzzes, too. It makes a little vibrator. So I feel like I'm being electrocuted.
What was that one again?
I got a lot going on here.
I mean, you got a lot of noises that
I
are going on.
I got a lot going on. So that's my watch is one.
Well, most people I know who have the Apple Watch, they love it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
They're big fans.
Yeah, I just got to figure out what I'm doing. It's the story of my life.
Including turning off the notifications.
You know, when Taylor gets back, she can help me. Because she's a whippersnapper.
Yes, she is.
Okay, my other one.
How was that baby shower?
It was terrific. It was, it's a baby shower. Everybody coos and ahs and oohs over little booties and sweaters. And we don't know what the sex is. So then you get something sort of green or gray. So you don't blow it.
Does that upset you?
No, I don't give a crap about it. Really, I don't.
How well do you know this mom?
Fairly well. Fairly well. Yeah.
This wasn't just something, hey, I got nothing going on Sunday.
I wanted to go. And good group. They're in my club. So we're all like loving life.
Wait, what club?
You know what club. My Saturday morning meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your AA group.
Yes, yes. Okay. But I don't want to out anybody. That's against the law.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I didn't ask you to like to give their full names and
Social Security numbers. Yeah, right, you know. Golly.
Are you willing, if a friend of yours has a daughter, son, granddaughter, grandson, are you willing to say, that's not a great looking baby?
Well,
if anybody is, Dave Harrigan,
yeah.
I mean, you would be willing to do that, I think.
I think maybe. Although I have to say, when you say that, there's two things that comes to mind. Is Kramer saying the ugly baby.
Yep, Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, yep. That was a funny
recoiling.
One. Yeah. What would you do, man? And the other one was, I think it was Emily Blunt. Or however you say your last
Blunt.
Name, Blunt, was talking about on a talk show when she had her child. And the nurse said, that is a beautiful baby. And she said, no, you just say that to everybody. And she said, no, I don't. She said, if it's ugly, I say, oh, you got a baby. Which I thought was funny. So
that's good.
Anyway, so I had the party. I have my watch. And I will just say properly rated is that I have the uncanny ability to get my grandson to fall asleep. I watched him 2 times last week, Friday and Saturday, and he just fell asleep in my arms.
That's nice. That's a good skill.
It is. And, you know, when they sleep, they're just so pretty and quiet.
Do you have the ability also to then put the grandson down and have him remain asleep?
Yes.
That's a completely different,
that's very
important skill.
Here's an interesting question to the universe and you two. Do you agree or disagree with waking a baby up from a nap to get them on a certain schedule?
No.
Dave?
Not if it's an actual, you know, if we're talking baby, infant, no.
Well, yeah, under one.
No, let them sleep.
No way.
Don't you feel like that's a strain? And, you know, you can't say anything as the grandma. You have to just bite your lip. But I said, what are you doing? She goes, we're going to go wake him. I'm what? You don't nuts. Wake a baby.
Take the child.
I should.
Remove the child from this house.
It was so
Dave's
cute.
Right.
Yeah.
When now we're talking day like 3, 4, 5, yes.
Yeah, because then you don't want him to be up all night, right? I mean, if a four-year-old has a nap at 3 in the afternoon, you are screwed. Mm-hmm. They're going to be up at 11 for sure, right?
Yes.
Correct. There's no way you wake up a four-month-old saying, hey, guess what's on? Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Let's go. All right, let's pause here. Dave will chime in. I will chime in. We got plenty of bacon comments. Go ahead. Let's go. You want to chime in on the bacon topic? You want to chime in on Susie saying most babies are ugly? Whatever you want to say, go off the board. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the text on baked bacon, the best. No mess and it doesn't shrink as much. Maybe
gotta
you should consider that, Dave. Yeah, Dave, that's...
doesn't shrink as much.
Speaks to you. Chat, you don't need to flip anything. Just spin the pan halfway through it. Love baking bacon. It stays flat.
Okay.
Here's a skeptic. So when you want bacon, you have to wait how long? Half hour, 45 minutes, so you can eat it every single time? No. 45 minutes?
It sounds
when?
Like.
No, it's not.
Wait, how not long is it actually in the oven? 15, 20 minutes?
Maybe 15.
Okay, then you got your preheating time.
My God.
Plan ahead.
Throw those little buggers on the stove. We're eating, baby. We're eating while you're still preheating.
No. You know what I do? I preheat before I'm prepared to eat. I think ahead. I'm like Elon. It's one of my five things I did at work last week. I turned the oven on early. I was prepared, unlike you, Mr. Spur of the Moment. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Susie, Dave says, minding my own business. No, I need bacon, and I've got to have bacon right now.
Yeah, I guess I can live life with a little bit of whimsy, unlike you, Chad.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you guys think?
You're very carefree.
What do you think of the stuff that's pre-cooked you put in the microwave?
No.
That's how much time I have. That's what if I want bacon, there's the chemicals in there that are going to turn my hair purple.
Yeah, there'll be some buzzing then. I'm a little worried. Yeah, no, it's not as good. What do you have, sir?
Let's start with Saturday. I had the kids out to Nickelodeon Universe, Mall of America, riding the rides.
Ooh, on a Saturday.
Really, really adventurous.
Yeah, adventurous.
Or stupid.
I was out there with the girls and my parents. Came out.
I'm eating a bacon right now. Can't talk.
I enjoy that. Enjoy that. You probably started, preheating about an hour and a half ago, so it's finally ready.
Saturday.
That's good. Very busy, as one can imagine, and my ability at 40 years of age to withstand G-forces and feel good after a ride.
Not good.
Overrated, greatly diminishing.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's not good. I mean, the Tilt-A-Whirl a year and a half ago got me bad at Paul Bunyan Land. It was just a reminder
that you're an old man
on Saturday of how old I am when I did a couple of the roller coasters. I mean, the tame roller coaster, not the flippy upside down deals, but you know, just a couple sharp turns. And the little one, the 4-year old, is just barely big enough to now ride it with a chaperone. So I'm next to her and we're having fun and we're screaming and we're having the best time, and I stand up and say, oh, my
Mama.
Word, I should not do that again for a while.
Your stomach's
I mean,
in
it
your
sounds
throat.
Like, Susie, he's describing Top Gun Maverick, what he's going through right now.
Yeah, call me Goose. I don't care.
Seriously.
Call me Goose.
Well, we know it worked out for Goose. I don't think we want to call you Goose.
No, right?
Our oldest, the 8-year-old, was now just tall enough to be able to ride all the big rides, like the ones she wasn't even allowed with a chaperone, but now she can do all the big rides pretty much. And she's begging me to do this one roller coaster that throws you up at perpendicular to the ground, and you go back straight down, and then you're upside down 3 times. And I did it with her once. And after that, she said, all right, let's do this other one. Another one that flips you upside down. I said, sweetie, that is a you ride. I will not be doing this
Jeez.
One.
Nice.
So I had
Good
to send
dad.
Her everything that was even close to spinning or twirling you. Kids, go have fun. I sit this one out.
Go have a beer.
Turn in your man card. Go ahead. Just turn it in right now.
That's fine. That means I don't have to do the Tilt-A-Whirl again. You can have my man card. Overrated also. Arizona students, University of Arizona basketball
disgusting.
Fans, just awful, awful behavior. You're losing a game, controversial loss to BYU, and starting an F the Mormons chant so that the school
pathetic.
Now has to apologize. Pathetic is a great word, disgusting, despicable, outrageous. Do better.
Wow.
You know when you should do better is when you first hear it, the head coach should grab the mic and say this. We're not going to have one more dribble until you morons shut the bleep up.
Mm.
Simple as that. And if someone continues, escort them out of the building.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think that's
but
perfectly fair.
The
no, it's fair to kick them out,
but
to chant, to take a shot at Mormons? Jeez.
Yeah. It's people just have decided once they enter a stadium or an arena, they can say anything they want. They can do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these folks are normal individuals the rest of their life. And I'm not talking about enthusiasm and cheering and passion and frustration and anger. I mean, I'd be frustrated if I went to the University of Arizona myself. Clearly, they couldn't get into ASU, but just some level of decency. It's not that tough.
Apparently, it is that tough, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go for
is
it?
Is that it? Yeah. I'm willing to go. We had a party in 9 the other day when we went out to dinner.
Wow.
And restaurants that can pull that off, we got lucky, Susie.
Mm.
Another table at said restaurant had 10. And I called. It was kind of short notice. All of a sudden, we had this confluence of people coming over. And it's like, well, we really don't want to make dinner.
Mm.
So let's, we went ahead, some ginger ale, some White Claw, some wine, whatever it might be. But then when restaurants could pull that off and a waiter is able to handle it, skillfully, and everybody has a great time, that's a fun night. Pulling off the big party, whether it's at your house or at a restaurant, in particular in this case a restaurant with a skilled waiter, bravo. Mm-hmm. That's underrated. What do you think, Susie?
I totally agree. I actually threw a party myself Friday night for my book club group, and it's harder than you might think to actually set it all up, especially when I went to such great lengths to make it so special. And I was pleased that it came off as well as it did.
What steps did you take?
We read a book called Orbital. And in the book, there were astronauts from six different countries. I bought food from each of the six countries.
Ooh.
And so
that's great.
I thought it was clever. The only thing I didn't do is clean my house because I didn't have time to schedule the cleaning person before I volunteered to do the party. So I said, please don't look at my floor because it has Christmas tree needles still on it.
Wait a second.
Do you have a vacuum?
Christmas tree needles?
I'm not.
Yeah. There's a vacuum probably at the house, right?
Somewhere, maybe. I don't know where it is.
Okay. Now I need to hear more of the foods. Okay. Now what type of foods are we talking?
Well, I went to Cassetta's to get Italian.
Nice.
I went to Moscow on the Hill to get Russian dumplings. I went and got sushi for a Japanese astronaut. And I went to Brits and got Scotch eggs. And the other two astronauts were Americans, so somebody brought a salad. So I figured that covered that one.
I love it.
Yeah, it was fun. You know what I mean? It's clever to do that. But then I always get irritated that people aren't ravishing me with compliments for what an awesome and wonderful and offering me to, like, oh, can we chip in and pay for that? That cost you $200 to buy all that food from all those places.
Do you chip in when you go to somebody else's house?
If it's a potluck, I bring my thing. I don't know. I'm throwing these folks under the bridge.
Yes, you are.
Because they did kick in $20. A couple of people threw me $20.
Okay, so they did contribute money.
But it was, yeah.
It wasn't enough. That's what you're saying.
No, I was hoping to make
exactly
money on the day.
Right. you wanted to profit on the night. So it's your take. All right, two more from me.
Okay.
So, for a couple months, joined Planet Fitness. I'm unrecognizable. I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 70s now. No, we've been there just a few times. So, go on Saturday, and I'm seeing on the handy-dandy TV at the place, the Wilder plane. And so I go up to the front desk, Dave, and I say, hey, question for you. We got a lot of TVs here. Just want to let you know. The Minnesota Wild are playing the Detroit Red Wings. It's on ABC. I see you got a lot of channels here that are on the same shows, including The Office on three TVs and this other show on two TVs. Can we just flip over the Wild and Red Wings on one of these TVs? No.
No.
I go, excuse me? No. I would have to call my district manager.
That's right.
Oh, no.
And my district manager doesn't work on Saturdays.
Oh.
I'm like, no, wait a second. You have to turn. You have to call the district manager to switch? Yes. And was kind of curt with me.
Man. I would have punched him.
More often than not, as you two know me extraordinarily well, I would continue that dialogue. But I just decided, I'm there with Q, I'm there with Kathleen, I'm just going to walk away. But district manager to switch the office to only two TVs so I can have some Wild pride. Turn the damn channel, okay? It's not that difficult, right?
Give me that remote.
I think it actually is that difficult, Chad.
Oh, no.
I think this is not just a Planet Fitness. This is a gym thing. All over the country, no matter what the gym. Those TVs are on those channels, and they will not move.
Now, at my nail place, I can get them to move the channel. Like when football was on, championships, and I was doing my nails, I had to, like, act it out because the Vietnamese and the English is a little tough. I'm like, I want to watch football, you know.
What kind of acting were you doing? I mean, are you simulating? Like,
I am simulating
the ball,
throwing
tackling. tackling. She's tackling one of the specialists.
You know, football. Boom. Oh.
And then the last one. This is so underrated. I had forgot that yesterday my longtime great friend Flip Saunders would have turned 70.
Oh.
And it bummed me out. It just did, because as I said a bunch of times, there was about a 10, 12 year period where I talked to Flip incessantly. Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of Kathleen, I talked to Flip more than anybody. And Flip was just a huge part of my life for a long, long time. We know he passed away. In fact, you know who told me Flip finally passed away? You, Susie. You called me. I knew it was a matter of days because what was going on. So I thought of that, and I think I tweeted something like, I still expect a late-night phone call from the guy because we talk so many times late at night. Mm-hmm. Well, and then I sent a text to Ryan, his son, who I've known since he was born. And I just said, thinking of you on your dad's 70th, I want you to know, just to remind you, how immensely proud your dad was of you and still is. Mm-hmm. And 10 seconds later, he sends me a text with a photo. He and his wife, Haley, had a baby girl yesterday.
Oh, how about that?
How about that?
What a little miracle. And well, she's named Grace? Oh,
yes. How fantastic is that?
On Grandpa's birthday.
Because on Grandpa's birthday, that they had a daughter. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Grace Lee. Go to at Chad Hartman Show, and you can see the picture of Ryan, Haley, and Grace Lee. It's a phenomenal picture. So only the best of the Saunders family. And what a way to add to Flipper's birthday, having a granddaughter. And as I said in the tweet, somewhere Flipper is immensely happy to share his birthday. That's for sure.
That is for sure.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, talk
fantastic
soon.
As always.
It was fun. Bye.
Appreciate it. Trust in doctors. What is going on? Let's discuss. Did you think about leading with this as your opening song for Rick Richards Richie's in your bumper music theme today with Rick James Super Freak right here?
Yeah, it was certainly in the mix, but I felt like Rick rolling the crowd with little Rick Astley was a good way to go too.
Very good. This poll is asinine. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? Stop. Common sense, logic, suck it back in your brain. Polling on doctors. 53% of those polled last year gave a high or very high rating to medical doctors. This is down from 67% in 2021. It has to be tied to one thing, right? COVID. If it drops 14%, Dave, in that short a period, and COVID was the dominant medical story. Well, hell, COVID was the dominant medical story the last decade, right? But if it drops 14%, in that short period of time, do you want to tell me I am wrong and there's another reason why it dropped 14%?
I do not. It's COVID, and it's all the things that we've heard from, whether it's RFK Jr. or Joe Rogan or Aaron Rodgers, whoever, all the distrust of the medical industry itself.
You're wrong, boys and girls. I'm sorry. You're just wrong. Doctors should be rated significantly higher than this. Just to back it up, among the 23 professions ranked by Gallup during this period, 24 to 21, the biggest drop, wait for it, no, not broadcasters, doctors. And so much of it is exactly what Dave Harrigan just said. We were in the middle of a pandemic, which happened right in front of us. And sometimes when a pandemic happens, you're right. Sometimes you're wrong 100%. Sometimes you're slightly off. Do we have to play all the hits again of where Trump was and what Trump said? Now Trump was embracing vaccines and now he runs from them because a significant portion of his audience doesn't believe it. And you're right. The kids' mandates were dumb. You're right. The confusion on masks, dumb. You're right. It didn't completely stop the pandemic, but it gave a significant portion of the population a better chance to deal with the more significant circumstances. When it's happening on the fly, you're not going to get everything right. But the idea that every doctor, all of them, Dave, all of them, were just rolling with Big Pharma. They were looking you as a patient in the eye and they were going, well, I could tell patient Dave Harrigan the truth, or I could just suck up to Merck and suck up to Pfizer, so I'm going to lie to you. Were there exceptions? Of course. There are deceiving, absolute evil frauds, because if you're not telling your patients the truth as a doctor, you're a disgusting human being. If you knowingly are doing this, I repeat, knowingly doing this. But no, because Phyllis on Facebook told me ivermectin was successful, we got to believe it. Or Fred told me that if he did this, it worked. And that Fauci's in the tank for this, or Osterholm's in the tank for this. Were they right all the time? Of course not. Of course not. And by the way, if A-Rod and Rogan and anybody wants to give their opinion, go to it. Making up their own facts? Hell no. So when you hear that poll numbers for doctors are basically 50-50, half of this country gives a high or very high rating to medical doctors, and the other half does not, I find it shameful. I find it embarrassing. I find it, wow, we got a lot of people who have influence. Bravo to them for creating it. And you're now going to take, I don't know, let's say 15 years of your life where you had a high rating of doctors, or 50 years or 75 years. But because they didn't get a pandemic, 1,000% correct, they've fallen that far from me. I think it is troubling. What does Dave think about it? What do you think about it? 100% disagree with me. Come at me. I don't want to go through all the TikTok of COVID, but on the overall polling numbers, that's what I want to talk about specifically. Do you like this poll? Do you feel like this poll puts us in a better position? Or are you just shaking your head saying, how in the hell did we get here? Because that's where I'm at. 651-461-9226. All right, before we go to Jim, we're talking about this poll about U.S. doctors in 3 years among all the professions. The profession where the polling, the ranking of a viewing them, this profession, in a high or very high way. The profession where it dropped the most, doctors, from 67% to 53%. And I think that should concern every single one of us. Dave, what do you want to say?
I don't like it. And this poll just seems to me just like it points to the wonderful hypocrisy that we're able to enjoy as citizens of this nation. We are a nation. Many of the folks around the country still in love with Luigi for what he did to take a stand against big insurance. Big insurance who makes it impossible and so difficult to afford going to see our doctors, the ones that we don't trust anyway. So what is it, America? What is it? Is it just that we hate everything that has to do with the medical industry, whether it be the doctors, the nurses, the pharma, the insurance? Do we just hate it all right now?
I think that's it. Listen, this is an opinionated talk show. I'm giving my opinion, saying I find this troubling. But right now, because you have the masses out there that you want to be surrounded by your mass, whatever it might be, you stay in your silo. So many of these folks were convinced that COVID was just a flu, was never a big deal. And so I'm not talking only COVID, by the way. This is overall. This isn't just your view of doctors because of COVID. And as somebody says in a text, all those non-doctor believers better not go to a doctor ER for urgent care. Self-medicate. Do it at home if you know better. Don't call 911 with a heart attack or a car accident. Walk away and figure it out yourself. Bravo. Because that's it. When you really need a doctor, when your kid is sick, when your stomach is hurt for two straight weeks, when you have an accident, when you fall on your head, you know where you're going? Where are they going, Dave? Just take a shot.
Homeopathic medicine.
Yeah, no. They're going to see a doctor. Mm. That's where they're going. Jim has called in. Jim, glad you're listening. You're on CCM.
Great. I think the key thing is the doctors are taking the hit for the entire medical system. If you want to make an appointment to see your doctor, you can't get in to see him for a week or two. If you need to see a specialist, you're talking weeks to months. And if you do get to see somebody, it may not be your doc. It's going to be a nurse practitioner, a pharmacist. And when you see anybody, you've got them for maybe 10, 15 minutes. They're looking at their computer. You don't have that old dialogue unless you've got a really experienced doc. And the first answer is medication. And I think that entire system is what's being reflected on people's opinions of doctors in general. It's not just them.
Excellent phone call. That's a little bit of what you were saying, Dave, also. It's the totality of it, right?
Yeah.
And who can blame?
It's probably just one thing adding on to another. My wife has been feeling like garbage for weeks now, and it's got worse over the weekend into today. And we were talking last night, and, can we get an appointment with your GI doc? And the first thing she said is, probably not this week, maybe not even next week. How's that possible?
Yeah. Oh, everybody listening right now could share their stories, including the one you just shared.
Mm-hmm.
And considering Lindsay's health issues, that is completely unacceptable. Now, you know what we need? We need more doctors. And again, every profession is going to have some level of incompetence. But a lot of texts are coming in. Oh, all of it turned out to be wrong. Everything that doctors were saying was wrong, and it was organized. It was planned. I said right away, some of the mandates proved out to be 100% wrong. The masking, and when we finally had quality masks, and what we were told about vaccines. But as it's happening, they don't know that. And if you believe they were all in on it, and it was a giant scam, Dave Harrigan, to get Donald Trump out as president and doctors to make money, then yeah, sure, Dave. That's why 6.5 million people, whatever the number might be now, died across the globe. And here we go. Let's beat this text. Oh, most of them are a little bit older, health compromised. What if that was your mom, who was 74 and battling health issues? But you know what? Want to know why her life ended sooner? COVID. Or the folks who are dealing with long COVID. What do you want to say to them? So I got it. You're right.
Some things were absolutely wrong. And no one says doctors are without flaw. But the overwhelming majority of them, Dave, are good to very good to brilliant. So if I got to fall either on team doctor or not on team doctor, let me debate this for as long as I should. I'm team bleeping doctor. Is it really that tough to be on that side? Honestly.
It is, Chad, when now you have the power of Google. You can do your own research.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's
Funny, coming from Chad, it was the same doctor as the Vikings. Okay, I've had Sheldon Burns as my general practitioner, 40-some years. He is among the most amazing doctors on the planet. So if you want to come at me about Sheldon, good luck to you. So give me a break. Critical thinking has gone by the wayside. Coming from a retired pediatrician after 40 years of practice, you can take that pole and shove it and RFK's booty. Thanks, I feel better. You want to hit the button now?